USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead after a helicopter crashed into a rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper on Monday. The New York City Fire Department says the pilot of the helicopter was a person who was killed. Zach Escalante was in the building when the crash occurred, and he tells Fox News,
"I've obviously felt and heard construction work around the building. I'm actually pretty close to you, but I could tell when my desk moved, this was not just normal construction. I didn't feel like it was loud enough to be really bad, but we knew when the evacuation signal came on, it was time to move."
The NTSB is on site and beginning their investigation. The Supreme Court is saying they will not hear an appeal from one of the remaining inmates at Guantanamo Bay. About 40 inmates still remain at the prison known as Gitmo, and justices decided not to question the government's authority to continue to hold inmates at Gitmo without criminal charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead after a helicopter crashed into a rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper on Monday. The New York City Fire Department says the pilot of the helicopter was a person who was killed. Zach Escalante was in the building when the crash occurred, and he tells Fox News,
"I've obviously felt and heard construction work around the building. I'm actually pretty close to you, but I could tell when my desk moved, this was not just normal construction. I didn't feel like it was loud enough to be really bad, but we knew when the evacuation signal came on, it was time to move."
The NTSB is on site and beginning their investigation. The Supreme Court is saying they will not hear an appeal from one of the remaining inmates at Guantanamo Bay. About 40 inmates still remain at the prison known as Gitmo, and justices decided not to question the government's authority to continue to hold inmates at Gitmo without criminal charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Yet another American death has been reported at a Dominican Republic resort. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It makes a total of 4 American tourists dying after falling ill at all-inclusive resorts in the Dominican Republic. 67-year-old Robert Wallace becoming ill in April after drinking a scotch from his room's minibar at the Hard Rock Resort, and he later died. Dominican authorities are awaiting the toxicology report concerning Wallace.